As the central banking authority of the United States, the Federal Reserve has tremendous influence over our monetary system. So, with all that power, you might be surprised to learn the Fed is not entirely an agency of the government. Today, we'll explain why in this edition of Economics Made Simple. Please remember to like this video and click that subscribe button to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. If the Fed isn't a government agency, does that mean it's a private company? Well, that's not exactly true either. Confused? You won't be after this explanation by Clint Dahl. Clint, can you help us understand why the Fed isn't entirely a government agency?
The Federal Reserve is one part public agency and one part private enterprise. It was intentionally set up this way to isolate central bank policymakers from political pressures. At the top of the Federal Reserve System is the Board of Governors. This is where the public characteristics of the Fed are most evident. All board members are appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate. And although their monetary policy decisions are independent of the government, they still report directly to Congress. The board's responsibilities include overseeing the Federal Reserve banks. There are 12 of those, located regionally throughout the country. Their job is to help the Fed implement monetary policy decisions, as well as supervise commercial banks. It's at the level of the Federal Reserve banks where it starts to look more like a private business. Unlike the board of directors, Fed banks are not government agencies. They're chartered just like private corporations. Federal Reserve member banks, which are the commercial banks supervised by the Fed, hold stock in Fed banks and earn dividends. However, because the Fed is not operated for profit, the privileges that are normally applied to shareholders of corporations are not applied to the member banks. Also, the Fed is completely self-funded. Anyone who works there is not a government employee. Most of its revenue is generated from the interest earned on government securities acquired through open market operations. These open market operations are where monetary policy are enacted through the buying and selling of government bonds. The Fed will also make money in other ways, such as the loans issued to commercial banks. Finally, I mentioned the Fed is nonprofit. After all salaries and expenses are paid, the profits are then turned over to the Treasury to fund more government spending. As you can see, the fact that the Federal Reserve has highly interwoven public and private features is why it can't be considered solely a government agency.
Thanks so much, Clint. That will do it for today's lesson. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to hit the subscribe button and check back often for more Economics Made Simple.